Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Get the Hillman Morning Show on demand. Podcasts and more are always online and on your schedule at WAAF.com.
All right, let's get to the game here.
It's Joe Castiglione. Name that tune. Can you believe it?
Yes, we can believe it.
Yes.
Of course we can believe it. Joe, of course, the legendary longtime Boston Red Sox voice. And if you can name that tune, you'll be a winner. And we'll start with John, who is up first this morning on the Framingham Ford studio line. Framingham Ford, no one will sell you a Ford for less. Mark, are you selecting John? Okay, there we go. John, good morning. What's up?
Good morning, everyone. Happy Monday.
Johnny!
Same to you. Your call on this season?
I'm going to say Red Sox. I'm going to go all the way with them.
They're going all the way.
All the way.
All the way. Is it this? I mean, basically, Theo got his whole team back. So are you saying that this is the year that it's Sox and the Cubbies?
I think so. And you know what? I'm even going to go further. I'm going to give the Jordans Furniture shout out there. We're going to sweep it.
Oh, yeah. Jordans, they got their deal going again. So if it's
they win it all, you get it for free.
If it's a sweep, it's got to be a sweep. All right, John. Take a listen to Joe Castiglione as he spits some rhymes at you here. And if you can identify the artist in the song, then you'll be a winner. Take a listen right now.
Just plug me in like I was Eddie Harris. You're eating crazy cheese like you think I'm from Paris. You know I get fly. You think I get high. You know that I'm gone, and I'm telling you all why.
Oh, that's a tough one, John. What do you think?
Yeah, I know it, too. Can you play it one more time?
Yes, we can play that. We'll play that one more time for you. Mark, go ahead.
Just plug me in like I was Eddie Harris. You're eating crazy cheese like you think I'm from Paris. You know I get fly. You think I get high. You know that I'm gone, and I'm telling you all why.
Can you believe it?
Yeah, okay. I think, is it the Beastie Boys, the What You Want?
Yes!
Hey!
Well
nice
done.
Kid.
Hang on.
Nice.
Well done.
Wow.
John, hang
well
on for
played
a moment. That was well done.
It's the Beastie Boys. So what you want? Can you believe it?
Yes, it is. All right. John, thank you. Hang on. You've qualified to win passes for the Miss Bikini Pageant.
Thank you.
And up next, it is Brian, who is going to be our next contestant. Hello, Brian.
Hey, what's up, guys?
How are you, Brian?
Good.
Are you working today, or are you going to the game?
I'm enjoying a day off, but unfortunately, I can't go to the game today.
All right. You're going to watch at least?
Yeah, I'm going to watch.
All right. Take a listen to this, and if you can name the artist and the tune, then you'll be a qualifier on Joe Castiglione. Name that tune.
Ever since I left the city, you got a reputation for yourself now, and everybody knows I feel left out. Girl, you got me down, you got me stressed out, because ever since I left the city, you started wearing less and going out more. Glasses of champagne out on the dance floor, hanging with some girls I've never seen before.
Oh, Joe.
Oh, don't make me laugh. I go into a coughing fit. He's so into it. All right. What do you think, Brian?
I have not a clue. I've got nothing, man.
Nothing, huh?
All right.
Anybody here? Anybody here identify that?
Oh,
what do you got?
Right over there.
You can call. Come over here.
Come
you
on.
Can qualify if you got that. Brian, thank you. Nice try.
Thank you.
Gotta get rid of Brian, Mark. And, wow.
Good morning. That is the artist Drake.
That is the artist
thank
Drake.
Thank you.
Yes.
Let's check with Joe Castiglione and see if it is.
It's Drake. Hotline Bling. Can you believe it?
Yes.
Can you believe it?
All right. You qualified.
Here we go.
Wait, what's yeah. what is it? What is
Well, my hometown, Worcester, right here. My
hometown.
The same town.
Yes.
Right here.
Yes. Well, you know, we call him.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. We got to recognize each other.
We call him Mr. Worcester. That's his name.
Really?
Mr. Worcester.
That's right. Mr. Worcester.
Mr. Worcester.
You can call me that from now on, please.
From now on, I am definitely going to call you that. Anyway, I'll see you out everywhere. Lucky Dog or somewhere.
All right.
Okay. All right. It is Chris who is joining us next on Joe Castiglione, Name That Tune. Hello, Chris.
Hey, what's up, guys?
How are you, bud?
What's up, buddy?
Not too bad. How you guys doing?
Excellent. You working today, or are you watching the game?
Unfortunately, working.
All right. Well, take a listen to this Joe Castiglione, Name That Tune selection, and if you can get the artist in the title, you'll be a winner.
All the ladies love me from the bleachers, they're screaming. All the ball is just bouncing like the way I've been leaning. All the rappers be hating off the track that I'm making, but all the hustlers, they just love to see one of us making.
Chris, awesome. You got an answer on that one?
Awesome.
I got no clue.
All right, anybody in here got it? Oh, yeah, you can come on down here. You can qualify.
Nailed it.
All right, Chris, nice try. We got somebody else. What's your name?
My name's Melissa.
Melissa, yes. and you want to take a guess?
It's Jay-Z.
All right, let's listen to Joe and see if you're right.
It's Jay-Z, Dirt Off Your Shoulder. Can you believe it?
Give her a round of applause.
Nice job, man. Right. Nice job.
Now, what are you doing? Are you skipping work today to go to the game, or?
That's a trap.
Hopefully no one's listening.
All right,
do you do? What do you do? You don't want to say. You really don't want to say. You're
really
skipping work. Okay, all right.
I'm not here.
All right, we won't say anything. All right, enjoy yourself.
Thank you.
All right, let's get Andrew, who is up next this morning here during Joe Castiglione, Name That Tune. Hey, Andrew, what's up?
Hey, what's up?
All right, take a listen to this, see if you can get it.
They heard about the Rolexes and the Lexus with the Texas license plate out of state. They heard about the pounds you got down in Georgetown. And they heard you got half of Virginia locked down. They even heard about the crib you brought your mom's out in Florida. The fifth corridor, call the coroner.
You got an answer, Andrew?
One more time.
Yes, we'll give you one more time.
They heard about the Rolexes and the Lexus with the Texas license plate out of state. They heard about the pounds you got down in Georgetown. And they heard you got half of Virginia locked down. They even heard about the crib you brought your mom's out in Florida. The fifth corridor, call the coroner.
Your mom's.
I wonder if Joe says that
when he's hanging around at the park and he sees Jerry Remy. He's like, "How's your mom's?
Right.
How's your mom? Did your mom's buy you that?" All right, what's the answer, Andrew?
I know it's Biggie.
Yeah.
I'm gonna say a warning alert.
That is absolutely. Give it up, boss.
Nice.
Nice job, Andrew.
Thank you.
All right, we continue with Joe Castiglione, Name That Tune here. I believe we have two further selections, and we will get to Matt, who is our next contestant here. Hey, Matt, what's going on?
Hey, what's up, guys? How's it going?
Pretty good. I believe Joe only rejected one song this year.
Yes, he did. Yeah.
Which one did he? What did he refuse to do?
Strangely, it was "Timber" by Pitbull.
Really?
What? Probably the safest. Yeah. The safest one I sent. I think.
Maybe not a Pitbull fan.
Maybe Joe that's it.
Maybe he doesn't. Maybe he's got something against Mr. 440. What is he? Mr. 54.
Mr. 317.
Mr. 317.
Whatever Miami is. Right?
Mr. Worldwide. Yeah. Mr. If he was from Rhode Island, he'd be Mr. 401.
Yes. Mr. 903.
Could be the 413.
All right, he's got an issue there. Yeah, Mr. 617. All right, Matt, take a listen right here to Joe.
I'm expressing with my full capabilities, and now I'm living in correctional facilities. Because some don't agree with how I do this. I get straight, meditate like a Buddhist. I'm dropping flavor. My behavior is hereditary, but my technique is very necessary. Blame it on Ice Cube, because he says it gets funky.
Oh. Well, I got to tell you, this is the best thing every year. You got any idea in that?
It can't be Frank Sinatra, right?
No, it's not. No, it's not Sinatra.
Definitely not Frank.
It's not Sinatra. No idea.
You guys mind playing it one more time? I really want these tickets.
All right, go ahead. We'll play it one more time for you.
I'm expressing with my full capabilities, and now I'm living in correctional facilities. Because some don't agree with how I do this. I get straight, meditate like a Buddhist. I'm dropping flavor. My behavior is hereditary, but my technique is very necessary. Blame it on Ice Cube, because he says it gets funky.
Ice Cube. Who's with Ice Cube? Eminem?
No, I'm sorry. Anybody here have that one? Yes, who said that?
Yeah, that's our man.
Oh, that's Shoes Buddy from Worcester. Already. He got yes, it is.
That's Mr. Worcester's.
That's, yeah.
We'll check.
Wormtown.
Yeah.
We'll check with Joe, but I believe you're correct. That is NWA.
It's NWA. Express yourself. Can you believe it?
Yes. All right, we got two left. Let's get Rob up here next. Rob, good morning. And Rob, your prediction on the Sox this year? They going all the way?
All the way and further, baby.
All right, all the way and
further. Got that right.
All right, take a listen to this and see if you can get it.
Now, Nate got the freaks, and that's a known fact. Before I got jacked, I was on the same track. Back up, because it's on, N-A-T-E and me, the Warren to the G.
Anything?
To the G, Joe.
To the G. You got it?
Geez. Little Wayne?
No.
Sorry.
I'm sorry. Sorry, Rob. Somebody here have that one? That was an easy one. Yes. Come on. You can come down here. Come on down here and say that. Come on down. We'll get this guy. We'll let this guy. What's your name? Where are you from?
John from Abington.
John from Abington. John, yeah. What is that?
Regulator?
Yeah, let's take a look. You got to name the artist.
Warren G.
Yeah, let's see if Joe agrees.
It's Warren G. Regulate. Can you believe it?
Yeah. You guys are crushing it.
All right, one more left. One
more. My hottie up there, too. You guys take care of her.
By the way, Regulator has a Yacht Rock tie-in.
Really?
The hook is from I Keep Forgetting by Michael McDonald.
Really?
Yes.
Oh, very
wow.
good.
Wow.
Yes. All right. I think John W. is our final contestant this morning on Joe Castiglione, Name That Tune. Yes, John, you there?
Yeah, what's up, morning crew?
How are you, John?
Not too bad. How are you guys doing?
You are going last this morning. Take a listen to this and give us the artist and the title.
The bigger they are, the think they have more power. They're on the phone, me say that on hour. Me for want to use it once to call my lover. Lover who I'm going to call is the one Tammy. I love her from my heart down to my belly. Yes, Daddy Snow, I'm the coolest daddy. The one MC Shan and the one is Snow. Together we are like a tornado.
Oh, he was into that.
Oh,
he was into that.
Yeah. Even had the Jamaican thing going.
Right?
There.
Nailed
yeah.
it.
Yeah, that, any idea, John?
Let's hear it one more time. Got to end strong.
I'm glad you asked to hear it again. I want to hear it one more time myself. Go ahead.
The bigger they are, the think they have more power. They're on the phone, me say that on hour. Me for want to use it once to call my lover. Lover who I'm going to call is the one Tammy. I love her from my heart down to my belly. Yes, Daddy Snow, I'm the coolest daddy. The one MC Shan and the one is Snow. Together we are like a tornado.
Is that Snow?
Yes, it
is
Snow.
Nice job.
Informer, but let's check with Joe.
It's no Informer. Can you believe it?
You couldn't get Joe to say a licky boom boom down.
I was afraid.
Yeah.
He's
sensitive.
He didn't want to say I like big butts and I cannot lie.
No.
So, you know, I don't know about the licky boom boom part.
Eventually he's going to be like, enough is enough. I'm sick of this nonsense.
You people are freaks.
You tell Shu to get lost with these lyrics.
I mean, not for nothing, Hilda. They have to play this at Christmas.
Oh, my God.
Right? Because his grandchildren and children must.
They probably play that
yes. for him.
Well, he probably probably shows up in the hood and he's talking like that to everybody, I would assume.
He's awesome.
All right. Well, that's the. Can we have a round of applause for Joe Castiglione, he's the voice of the Boston Red Sox.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.